Hi, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Joy.
And this is Some Adulting Required. Whoop whoop. So, yeah, we're still here, as we explained in our last little podcast. We're still adulting. We're trying to.
It's still required.
There is no formula, but we're doing our best.
Move.
I'm just gonna go over here.
That's against the law.
Yeah, well, not when there's somebody in your way. So yeah. We're still doing our thing.
We're still surviving. We're still thriving.
We are. And we would like to share that with you guys. So before we get into what we want to talk about, we want to talk about our highs and our lows,
yep.
Which we used to call something else, but Joy decided that she just can't handle it, so now we just call it highs and lows.
Wait, what was it called?
I think it was like bangs and busts or something. Something
bangs
around.
Bangs and boom.
Boom, yeah. Booms and bangs, something like that. All right, which way? To the right? Okay. Whatever it is, we let it go because Joy just had too many problems with it. She couldn't handle it. It's okay. Joy, tell us what your highs and your lows are for this, last couple days, this week, whatever.
My highs have been learning. So, I don't know. Just everything that's been happening the past 2 months has made me more aware of, the foundation of this country and the foundation of a lot of people's beliefs. And how, we're kind of conditioned from very, very young ages to really just connect certain things with bad things,
yeah.
Really. Like, with blackness or with anything relating to darkness, we immediately, our mind just is like, oh, okay, negative.
Yeah.
And I feel like I learned that I was doing that to myself. I learned that, it's just not a good thing to do, and I learned how to, stop doing it, but I learned how to address it,
mm-hmm.
or recognize it, so I can stop doing it,
yeah.
So yeah, that's been fun, kind of, and then, yeah, I feel a lot smarter. I feel like I actually care about the issues that are going on in the world,
yeah,
and it makes me feel, good, because I'm aware that I used to feel kind of helpless, but now I feel like I can actually, make a difference, and a lot of it has to do with social media, because I think even just putting something like a little graphic on your story that relates to something that you feel passionate about,
mm-hmm.
I think that can spark conversation with a whole bunch of different people, and that can
it can create a change.
Yeah,
there really is something to being the change you want to see.
Exactly, and it makes me feel better because I'm
going the speed limit. What are you doing?
He's rushing. He's trying to get to Taco Bell. Okay. But
anyways.
Yeah, I just feel better because you feel kind of helpless when you're at home and you're not working or you're not able to be doing what you're usually doing,
mm-hmm.
and being active. You're gonna make a right at the light.
Oh.
But I feel like I'm doing something now, and I feel you know what I mean? And not just posting it just to show people that I know about whatever's happening. But, I actually feel like I'm helping because the things that I'm learning can help somebody else or educate somebody else,
mm-hmm.
but they can help the next person and so on and so forth. And it makes me feel less hopeless in this world because, I don't know, it can become a better place if we just are aware and are actively learning how to treat people better.
Exactly.
It makes me feel so good, y'all. But it also makes me feel so bad because I've lost so many friends, guys. So many friends.
Yeah.
Potential love interests because they're not ready to learn. And that's fine. I don't want to force anybody to learn something that they don't want to know.
Right.
Yeah. But it's sad because you think that because, I don't know, you think that because, the person that they're in romantic cahoots with is black, that they would try to be, more forward-thinking,
yeah.
and just more aware.
You would think that.
But boys are dumb,
though. But boys are dumb.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? No offense. I read somewhere that men don't reach full maturity until they're 43. So
oh, my God.
I have
God.
A long time to go. So I'm just going to stay. I'm going to keep the same energy. And not expect to be disappointed, but not be surprised when it happens. You feel me? That's the tea right there.
I mean, I feel like, can you open that thing I sent you? I feel like, I feel like I hear you, but I think in your lowering your expectations, so to speak, be careful that you don't, I think you're pretty careful about expecting the best out of people,
mm-hmm.
while not, what did Dad used to say? He told us something that this other person used to say. It was make your plans, but hold them loosely.
Yeah.
I feel like you're
I think that's in the Bible.
I don't know if it's in the Bible.
It might be the
It might just sound like it's in the Bible. Do you ever feel like when mom and dad say things to us, like, it sounds like
thank you for
Confucius saying, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I feel
I
like
love philosophy.
Me too. Open that again. thank you. So we're trying to drive safe, and so I'm having like Joy do things for me, and it's like wonderful because we're being safe.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It
guys.
Does. It really does. But anywho, I feel that you're a good example of somebody who has expectations and makes plans, but it's okay if your plans fall apart, unlike me. and so I think that you can be careful, but just make sure you don't lower your expectations to the point where you're like, oh my god, the world's just terrible, like nothing good ever happened.
Because like, you know, I feel like with the whole situation, I feel like it was more of a situation where like, he was like, I'm a pacifist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pacifists still know injustice. Like, they can still recognize
it. Yeah, you know, and not just recognize it, but at least if they're not willing to, like, oh, let me be the change I want to see, they're at least willing to have conversations to the effect of something better.
Because it just makes me mad when people are like, yeah, I'm ignorant about this. And I'm like, so if you know you're ignorant and you know that people you care about, like, want to discuss this because it's something that's personal to them,
right?
Wouldn't it like be in your best interest just to like learn a tidbit about
it? It would be.
People aren't gonna do that because that's what I would do, but that's not what everybody else would do,
right?
And that's what my expectation has to be. So I just want a funny guy who is here for human rights,
yes,
and doesn't have to go to protests. Like, that's fine, but you can be an active ally in many different ways.
I agree with that.
That's what I would appreciate.
I agree with that.
But all in God's time, I guess.
All in God's time.
All in the Lord's time.
But I liked what you said about how you're doing certain things, like new things. Should I just like pull in here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're doing things and you're feeling good because you're feeling like positive things can happen as a result of what you're sharing on social media, the kinds of conversations you're having, yada, yada, yada. I can pull out before you get out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy about that for you. And I think that's like a really good outlook to have. And it kind of goes along with like what I'm excited about this week. You guys, I love words, and it's kind of like disgusting how much I love words. I just think they're the coolest thing. And because I like trying to find a way to make language make sense. You know how, like, there are just so many words that, like, can't be translated into English, and, like, I don't find the reverse to be very true, to be honest. I think our language, maybe, like, the pronunciation is complicated for people who don't know this language from birth, but as far as, like, meanings of words, we are kind of simple.
Yeah.
And so we were, you know, we post things on our Instagram story for like the Some Adulting Required page and on our personal pages too. And while I was looking for content to post on the Some Adulting page, I found something, and it is this word, and it's a Greek word, and I'm sorry if I butcher the pronunciation, but it looks like it's pronounced Meraki. And it's spelled M-E-R-A-K-I. Anyway, so it's a word, and it literally means to do something with soul, creativity, or love, to put something of yourself into your work. And I don't know. I'm my high is learning this new word, just like to be completely honest. And like, I'm like a nerd. Like, I have like, I get like the text of like the word of the day to learn. Like, I
really,
like, I'm that girl.
I should do that.
Yeah. And they're not always very relevant, so, like, just, like, make sure it's a word. Like, go to a good dictionary and, like, make sure it's a word that's, like, still in regular use, because otherwise you'll be, like, sounding, I don't know. Well, anyway, so,
that's a
yeah.
Flower, but you know
yeah, but, like, I know, but yeah. So, anyway, this word is my high for the week, because it literally embodies what I feel like I try to do every day when I do anything. Like, it can be the simplest thing. You know, and I'm not always successful. You know, sometimes I do have like lazier days where I've like put the bare minimum into things. But I would say that if I looked at my life as a whole, when I look at the kind of work I like to submit to people who I work for, the kind of things I do at school, mm-hmm. I think that this word Meraki is a correct description of what I try to put into every single thing I do. And especially as it pertains to like having conversations about like the state of our country, both like health wise and just like socially. And so I feel like in conversations who I have with people who are not of color or maybe just don't have the same understanding I do, even if they are of color, I try to make sure that they can see the heart of the matter, or at least my heart in the matter, and where I'm coming from in these conversations, and not so much that it makes them uncomfortable or makes that it hard to have a conversation with me, or that they expect that every time we talk it's going to be about this, because it's not.
Yeah.
But
oh my god,
I know. But just enough to where they can see that like the reason that I am passionate about what's going on in the country or whatever is because I truly have a heart for humans, and mm-hmm. I feel like when humans are terrible to one another, then it's simply because they don't see the person who they're acting out against as human.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I think Meraki is such a good word is it means you're putting your soul and your creativity and your love into something. And I feel like for Joy, as she's been picking up things and trying to communicate those to her friends, and as I've been doing the same, like, I feel like that's what we do. I feel like we've been putting our heart into the matter. And so, I mean, if you're just like, you know, not a nerd like me, and you don't care for new words, tough. Mm-hmm. But if you like new words like me, congrats, you learned a new word today, and it's from Greek. And I just think it's fantastic, and it's my high. And I think that I don't even really have a low this week, because although, like, everyday things happen, and, like, there are everyday disappointments, I would say that in, like, the grand scheme of things, like, I'm in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning about, you know, country. I'm learning about my culture.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we didn't even know.
And I think that it's just like, it's so helpful to be able to learn. Like, anybody has room for growth. Everybody has the capacity to learn more. And the fact that we are doing that, and we're brown people learning about brown people.
And we're like, young.
And we're young.
We're
yeah.
kind of old. We're still like,
we're young.
We're still very, I think I'm young.
Yeah.
I think I'm young too.
I think
you're young, duh. But I still feel like I'm 18 sometimes. I feel like when you feel like, oh, I'm young, you feel like you're like, I'm 20. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I'm a teenager.
You do?
I do.
That doesn't go away?
I don't know. Maybe like when I'm 30. I'll be 27 soon, you guys. By the time this is posted, I'll probably already be 27. But yeah. That's fine.
Oh, yeah!
My birthday is this Sunday. Yeah, you're coming over.
I thought it was Saturday. I'm wrong. I
both Bruno and I were Sundays, but we were like, this is easier. And also because Nairi like thought it would be easier. Anyways, okay. So sorry, that was probably a really loud clap. I'll probably edit it out. I don't know. But anyways, yeah. So this has just been like a really like trying and wonderful time at all at the same time. And I'm just willing to take into account and to put on a larger scale, like what's been going good, mm-hmm. rather than what's been going bad, because like otherwise I won't get out of my bed, like for real, like I won't get out of my bed.
It be like that, y'all.
Yeah,
it really do.
It really, really do. But we did have something we wanted to talk about.
We kind of already talked about it, really.
Did we?
What was something it? We're proud of learning lately?
Oh dang!
But we have more. We have more to say.
Yeah. What do we have more to say?
Basically, something that I'm proud of learning recently is that the definition of success is not universal. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh, I think that. Get me on the Instagram.
You're annoying. I think the universal definition of success is a well-paying job, 401k. I don't know what that means, but that's
like a retirement plan, like money in the bank when you're old kind of thing.
Okay, so a 401k and like a white house, picket fence, like, you know, two kids, one dog.
I have those things.
Yeah, but I think
it's... I don't have a white house. My house is kind of gray.
Yeah, but I think it's different though, because I realize that, well, you know, a lot of the ideals for like people in America, like the ideal is like the American ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense because it's America. But the American ideal is like,
it's not the foreign ideal.
It's like I don't know. It's like a, I don't want to say like, it's like a white ideal, but it's like a whitewashed ideal is what I want to say, really, because I think that the whole thing is that
we have to, there's like this carbon copy blueprint that we have to adhere to. And if we don't, if we like, you know, exit
the, if we deviate just a little bit,
then it's like you're not successful, mm-hmm. which isn't the case, because you can be totally successful, because success is something that you have to define for yourself.
Exactly.
It's not anything that anyone can like put upon you, because it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's not something that someone's like, this constitutes success. This is what this means.
Right.
It's a personal explanation, or it's like a personal thing. It's not like a, oh, you know, like, yeah, totally, like, I'm totally, like, I don't know, because I thought for a long time that success was financial stability, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I was like, money, I need it all. Put it in the savings, and I'll be happy. Because to me, like, financial stability meant, like, levelness, like,
mm-hmm.
like, ease, or, like, not
it just meant stability.
Yeah, literally, it just meant stability, yeah. And stability to me meant happiness. That's not true. I feel like a lot of people, like, live a nomadic lifestyle, but, like, even, like, beyond that regard, I think, like, that's not what success means.
Yeah.
Success is, like, a personal definition to each person, because it's an individual idea, because you're your own person. Do you know what I mean? And you're gonna have, like, I don't know, like, I'm not, like, a finance major,
mm-hmm.
or I'm not, like, a, I don't know, like, a tax person. I don't know.
You're not, like, a money guy? A money girl?
No, I mean, like, I'm not somebody who works in an office all day long and, like, whatever. I'm not a 9-to-5-er, but, like, even that, there's so many different people who are 9-to-5-ers.
Yeah.
There's, no one has, like, I feel like there's a lot of stories of success that look the same because mm-hmm. somebody, like, used the blueprint in front of them, but that blueprint, I think, that could just be there as a guide for people who don't know what their definition of success is. But if you know that you want to be doing something that's not anywhere near that avenue,
yeah,
then don't let that discourage you from going on your own path.
That right there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's what I learned recently. Because I was like, yeah, get that money, girl.
Get a good job, girl. Can I bounce off of you for a second? I also think that if you know, excuse me, wow, that was loud. If you know that, like, 9-to-5 isn't your end-all be-all, like, it doesn't, it can be, don't get me wrong, but if it's not, there is no shame in going through and doing your 9-to-5, there's no shame in going through and doing your 9-to-5 while you get your stuff together for your end-all be-all.
Yes.
If you have goals in mind, that's okay. And I just think it's like really important that people don't get discouraged and upset that they have to go to like a 9-to-5 or whatever. First of all, if that's where you're comfortable and that's where you find happiness, more power to you. But
some people like structure and some people can't deal with structure.
Right. And I feel like I'm like a hybrid. You know what I mean? Like I want all the structure. Like you know how I am. Like right. I want all the structure, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, I'm suffocating.
Yeah.
And so like there's no like, I don't know, like, it's just, like, a weird dichotomy, but...
That's a new word.
But, just look it up. D-I-C-O-T.
O-T?
I believe.
I always put H's.
I believe. Oh, now I'm, like, second-guessing myself. Y'all, if Google wasn't there to help me spell, like, this is the English major talking. If
there
Google,
is an H!
Is there? D-I-C-H, huh?
O-T-O-M-O.
Okay. Why? Well, I think it's Latin. Is it Latin? That's probably why. Okay, anyways. So, it's Latin, right?
It's Greek.
It's Greek? Huh. You learned another Greek word today, dichotomy. But,
I'm confused. Anyway.
We'll talk about it later. but anyways, so, I think that it's okay just, you know, for people to, be comfortable in their 9-to-5. It's okay for you to not be comfortable in your 9-to-5. It's okay for you to be using the income from your 9-to-5 to fund your creative self or to fund whatever it is you'd like to do in the future. But life is steps. Life is not like, okay, here I have arrived and now I can be happy. Now I can live my perfect life or whatever. Life happens in steps. And if you don't enjoy the step that you're at in the moment you're there, like you will be so miserable. Like I don't want to be waiting until five years later when I finally have the job I want to have and to be happy. Because like what happens if like God forbid, like, something happens to me before those 5 years come up. Like, I don't want to have wasted my time and not be happy. And what happens if I get to that place
And this is kind of what you were talking about. And what happens if I get to that place in 5 years and my idea of success has changed? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so now the thing that I was reaching for, that I was like, I'm going to be so happy when I get here, I get there and I'm not happy because it was an empty goal, because it wasn't surrounded by, you know, ideals of family or friends or like meaningful relationships. It was surrounded by ideals of, once I get to this place and make this much money and have this and that and the other, that's when I'll be good. Like, you can't live, in my opinion, and for some people maybe this works, but you can't really live life like that and like actually be happy in the moment you're there. Like, you can't, life is steps. Life is not, like,
progression.
It's a progression.
Because I feel like even, like, when you're, like, young, you're like, oh, I'll be happy when this happens. I'll be happy when that happens. I'll be happy when that happens. And then, like, when I was, like, 14, I was like, I can't wait to be 16.
Yep.
I can't wait to have a boyfriend. I can't wait to be in high school. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. I'm 16. No boyfriend. No boyfriend. Okay. Was not ready. Played myself. Had no boyfriend. Had tons of really cool friends. Or like tons being like five. That's a lot of friends.
I don't have that many friends.
Well, I did in high school. It was a different time. I was a people pleaser. Like, to, like, the max. But, like, it's just a different... Stop that. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, because, like, when you're 16, like, I can't wait to be 18. Like,
yeah.
21. And then, like, and it doesn't, you don't feel anything when you get older. You just, you learn more because you, like, lived life and you interact with other people and you're older, so people treat you differently. But in all, like, seriousness, like, nothing really changes.
No.
Like, or not nothing, but, like,
Your feelings don't really change, though.
Yeah, like, there's not a new, like, you know, there's no new essence.
Like, remember when Dad used to say, you're 13, you feel any different? You're 14, you feel any different? Remember when he used to ask us that?
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That stopped changing after I turned 9. Because when I turned 10, I was like, I feel the same. I feel like I was like a 17-year-old for like the first 8 years of my life. Because I was either really conniving or vindictive or just like a straight-up bully.
Yeah, so you were a teenager really young. Ooh.
I was like Regina George, but like not like, I wasn't like out there thoughting it up. Like, that's not what I was doing. I was just really not nice to people because I thought it was funny.
But she was a kid, so we give her grace.
But yeah.
That was pre-Jesus joy.
Pre-Jesus. More like pre-heart joy. But I don't know. I feel like people think that with every milestone, something will like change. And I think that is the same with success, quote unquote, because what even is that? Like, I feel like when you hit like a new level of like, I don't know, like when you hit a new position, like in life, whether it be like in your job or like, you know, you got a new apartment, like your first apartment, I feel like, yeah, those are really great things. But if that's like what your definition of success is, then like, you're not going to be like happy or like content for a while.
Content. That's a very different thing.
Yeah. Cause being content and being happy, two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like, you can have a really bad day, but be really content with like the status of your life.
What you come home to. You can have a bad day outside of your home and be content with what you come home to. Or you can have a bad day in your home, but still be content with the fact that you have people in your home to annoy you.
Yeah. Or you have someone you can call, or like the fact that you have a home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of perspective kind of gives us a better way to view life, because when you just put success into things or into like status, then you're gonna keep on trying to fight and claw it your way to feel some sort of like gratification when you get to that place, because once you get to that place, you're gonna be like, oh crap, I mean, like, move on to something else.
Yeah.
Or if you like spent your whole life trying to reach to this one point and you got there and you're like, yeah. But, like, you don't feel instant gratification because you're not content. You're just like, I just clawed my way to the top. I sacrificed friendships, really healthy relationships, my own mental well-being. For what? For somebody else's idea of success?
Exactly.
You know?
For an idea of success that wasn't even ingrained in our own DNA.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. To be completely honest.
T-T-T time.
But, I completely agree with you.
Because it's, But that's really it. But I've just been thinking about that the past couple of days, like the past 2 days. And it's made me more aware of like the things that make me happy and content and also feel successful.
I feel very similarly.
Yeah.
I think this has been good. Mm-hmm. This has been a good one, like very positive, very smart. I like it.
I feel like when I talk like this, I'm like, I'm educated. And then I listen to it and I'm like, I'm a buffoon, but it's okay. Let me not gaslight myself.
No.
Let's love ourselves.
No, you sound like you know what you're talking about, but you have been doing a lot of research, so you kind of do know
my
what you're talking
about.
My
brain is like, hey, girl.
She's full.
Mm-hmm.
She's full. But, yeah. Anyways, you guys, this has been Some Adulting Required. You can follow us at Some Adulting Required on Insta, at Joy Naomi with an E, at Kayla Joy Baltazar, no H. We should create a Twitter for this.
No.
Why not? Mm-mm. You don't like Twitter anymore?
I love Twitter.
Too much?
That's too much.
Is it too
media.
Much? Okay.
That's like all of them.
That's like all of them.
That's all of them.
Okay, you guys. Well, we will probably be on TikTok in the next, probably before this comes out. But anyway, so yeah, we'll keep you updated. Thank you for listening. And please reach out to us, like our pages on social media, and talk about whether or not you liked our podcast. We can take criticism.
Listen to it.
Yeah, please listen to it. Please listen to all of it.
Share
okay.
With your friends.
Thank you. Bye.